My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. I had a conversation recently with someone who was describing taking part in a design exercise. They met with a group of 40 architectural design students and were asked pages of questions. What's the first thing you do when you come into your house? What's the first thing you do when you go out? What's the first thing you do when you get up? What do you do next? The goal was to get an understanding of a client's habits, needs, and taste in a short amount of time. The students then designed a house and presented to this pseudo-client. They really enjoyed the process and described some of the designs. Zigzag straw bale walls to create nooks, square mechanical cubes within skewed squares, gracefully curved walls. As they were describing the designs, what I was most struck with was the fact that all the designs were unencumbered by the practicality of having to be built. It was a design exercise geared to paying attention to a client, not necessarily to design a buildable house. As a designer and builder, I have a hard time exploring ideas and design concepts that, due to climate or budget, aren't feasible. I offer a few core design concepts of my own. These are geared towards designing smaller and more affordable homes, but will work with any size. The first and foremost, well, one of the first and foremost, keep it simple. The simpler the box, the simpler the build, the more affordable the project. To illustrate what I mean by simple, think of a cape. You don't get much more basic than that. Plan on generous overhangs to help keep the house dry. Dry houses last a long time. Pay attention to traffic flow and minimize hallways. Be generous with windows. Windows afford light and dramatically expand a space by extending the view lines. Design in 2-foot increments to maximize material usage and reduce construction waste. I know there's no accounting for taste, but make sure it's lovely. The better you feel about your house, the more you'll take care of it. The longer it will last, the better you'll feel. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.